Yo, sup, Q-Tip, the ass triple edit. You know what I'm saying? We sound bombing cats. Shut up your damn walking style. The beat junkies, you know what I'm saying? This ain't control of all this, you know what I'm saying? Control of all things. And this is how we gonna do it in 2G, you know?
Everything you hear in this podcast episode is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license. So we clear. Welcome back to episode 195 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. So we're just having a free-flowing show today. Nothing too dramatic or too deep. Just getting in here, listening to a few beats and a little knowledge, you know, to get us all caught up. So show opens up with an album by the name of Sound Bombing Part 2. And that is Q-Tip that you hear in the beginning on the emceeing. And it's actually a common song, 1999. Sadat X is on that. It's an oldie but goodie. And then there's a sound clip from a book by the name of The Way of the Superior Man. He gets into the eternal moment. It's kind of interesting. Then Cameron, Killer Cam. Cameron, you know, the Harlem Diplomats. Some old school music there. Then a group by the name of Gangstar with the MC by the name of Guru. And that's, I think it's called Full Clip. It's old school shit, you know, but it's pretty cool. And then something off of, I've been on there a lot, Chinatown Sound. And that is Shotgun Shug. I believe he's from Newark. His Instagram is The Shotgun Shug. Then all of the rappers that I say from Chinatown Sound, you can look them up there and you can see their direct Instagrams and such. Then a clip of Joseph Campbell speaking on the eternal moment. Again, really interesting. And he gets, it's funny, but he gets into poetry, which I've been on that kind of lean towards poetry lately. And it's some eternal stuff. Then a clip from old gangster movie by the name of Goodfellas. That's Joe Pesci and the famous "Go home and get your shine box." That's such a classic line. Then Trap Called Quest, a song by the name of "Once Again." That's Q-Tip on that. It's classic. And then John Lee Hooker, "Hobo Blues," and the "Hobo Blues." That's actually associated with a new YouTube channel that I just opened up, which is Knowledge Hobo. Knowledge, H-O-B-O. As you know, they shut down my other YouTube channel, so, you know, I was kind of missing the ability to put content up on YouTube, especially directing, let's say I have a podcast and it says, well, you know, you might want to check out this thing from Tartaria, whatever it is, but I really didn't have the ability to do it. And a lot of the other platforms are not that good or take too long to upload, like Odyssey and such. They're ridiculous. YouTube, you know, they're very strict, but I mean, it's a powerful platform. So yeah, I opened up Knowledge Hobo, and it's going to be a nice extension to the podcast, you know. And I want to build up on that. If you go on to Knowledge Hobo, my new YouTube, you're going to see a new logo, like a hobo dude, and the Knowledge Hobo, and I don't have, as of today, I don't have any content on there. Today is July 26th, Wednesday, and there's no just my dog, my black lab, you can see my Jackson. She's 11 years old. Other than that, yeah, I don't have any content. I will be putting some up there. And I want to try to start putting some more shows out there. More than one a month, at least maybe 2 months or whatever. You know, whatever works for me, as long as I'm putting out something that's quality. So I really do want to thank you for listening. Praise Jesus' name.
The Way of the Superior Man by David Data. 1. Stop hoping for a completion of anything in life. Most men make the error of thinking that one day it will be done. They think, if I can work enough, then one day I could rest. Or one day my woman will understand something, and then she will stop complaining. Or I'm only doing this now so that one day I can do what I really want with my life. The masculine error is to think that eventually things will be different in some fundamental way. They won't. It never ends. As long as life continues, the creative challenge is to tussle, play, and make love with the present moment while giving your unique gift. 2. Live as if your father were dead. A man must love his father and yet be free of his father's expectations and criticisms in order to be a free man. 3. Never change your mind just to please a woman. If a woman suggests something that changes a man's perspective, then he should make a new decision based on his new perspective. But he should never betray his own deepest knowledge and intuition in order to please his woman or go along with her. Both she and he will be weakened by such an action. They will grow to resent each other, and the crust of accumulated inauthenticity will burden their love, as well as their capacity for free action. 4. Your purpose must come before your relationship. Every man knows that his highest purpose in life cannot be reduced to any particular relationship. If a man prioritizes his relationship over his highest purpose, he weakens himself, disserves the universe, and cheats his woman of an authentic man who can offer her full, undivided presence. 5. Lean just beyond your edge. In any given moment, a man's growth is optimized if he leans just beyond his edge, his capacity, his fear. He should not be too lazy, happily stagnating in the zone of security and comfort, nor should he push far beyond his edge, stressing himself unnecessarily, unable to metabolize his experience. He should lean just slightly beyond the edge of fear and discomfort, constantly, in everything he does. 6. If you don't know your purpose, discover it now. Without a conscious life purpose, a man is totally lost, drifting, adapting to events rather than creating events. Without knowing his life purpose, a man lives a weakened, impotent existence, perhaps eventually becoming even sexually impotent, or prone to mechanical and disinterested sex. 7. Be willing to change everything in your life. A man must be prepared to give 100% to his purpose, fulfill his karma or dissolve it, and then let go of that specific form of living. He must be capable of not knowing what to do with his life, entering a period of unknowingness and waiting for a vision or a new form of purpose to emerge. These cycles of strong specific action, followed by periods of not knowing what the hell is going on, are natural for a man who is shedding layers of karma in his relaxation into truth. 8. Don't use your family as an excuse. If a man never discovers his deepest purpose, or if he permanently compromises it and uses his family as an excuse for doing so, then his core becomes weakened and he loses depth and presence. His woman loses trust and sexual polarity with him, even though he may be putting much energy into parenting their children and doing the housework. A man should, of course, be a full participant in caring for children and the household. But if he gives up his deepest purpose to do so, ultimately, everyone suffers. Nine. Don't get lost in tasks and duties. Whatever the specifics of a man's purpose, he must always refresh the transcendental element of his life through regular meditation and retreat. A man should never get lost in the details of his life and forget that, ultimately and in truth, life amounts to nothing other than what is the deepest truth of this present moment. Tasks don't get a man anywhere more conscious or free than he is capable of being in this present moment. 10. Don't force the feminine to make decisions. A man abandons responsibility by expecting that his woman will always make her own decisions and then be accountable for the results. This expectation is a withholding of his masculine gift. It puts a woman in the position of magnifying her own masculine. It is good for some women to learn to animate their masculine capacity to make a decision and stick with it. But if a man abnegates his responsibility to provide his woman with the gift of masculine clarity and decisiveness, then she will become chronically sharp, angular, and distrustful of his love. She will cease surrendering in love with him, cease trusting his masculine capacity, and instead become her own man. 11. What she wants is not what she says. Sometimes a woman will make a request of her man in plain English, not to get him to do something, but to see if he is so weak that he will do it. In other words, she's testing his capacity to do what is right, not what she is asking for. In such cases, if the man does what his woman asks, she will be disappointed and angry. The man will have no idea why she is so angry or what could possibly please her. He must remember that her trust is engendered not by him fulfilling her requests, but by him magnifying love, consciousness, and success in their lives, in spite of her requests. 12. She doesn't really want to be number one. A woman sometimes seems to want to be the most important thing in her man's life. However, if she is the most important thing, then she feels her man has made her the number one priority and is not fully dedicated or directed to divine growth and service. She will feel her man's dependence on her for his happiness, and this will make her feel smothered by his neediness and clinging. A woman really wants her man to be totally dedicated to his highest purpose, and also to love her fully.
It's the realest since Kumbaya. Kumbaya, Killer Cam, my lord. Still the man with the pen, Skrilla fam on board. Now bitches they wanna new to me, niggas they wanna chew to me. The hooligan and hula hands, maneuvering's nothing new to me. Doggy, I'm from the land of
rhyme. Pan, pan, gram a dime. Not toes or MC when I say hammer time. Beef, I hammer mine when I get my hands on nines. If I have on Bama line, corduroys, camera shine. Canary burgundy, I call it lemon red. Yellow diamonds in my ear, call them lemon heads. Lemon head, end up dead. Ice like Winnipeg. Gemstone, Flintstones, you could say I'm friends with Fred. One happy scrappy, I got Pataki at me. Bitches say I'm tacky daddy. Range look like Laffy Taffy.
Sing. It's me. Clap. Sing.
As a lump of salt thrown in water dissolves and cannot be taken out again, though wherever we taste the water, it is salty. Even so, beloved, the separate self dissolves in the sea of pure consciousness, infinite and immortal. Separateness arises from identifying the self with the body, which is made up of the elements. When this physical identification dissolves, there can be no more separate self. This is what I want to tell you, beloved. Maitreyi.
Big L, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Do you wanna mess with this? One of the best yet.
We've got it.
You can feel the realness in this business of rap.
Go ahead.
Fresh out the gate again, time to raise the stakes again. Fat my plate again. Y'all cats know we always play to win. GNG to the stars, son. Haters took this shit too far, son. So that's all for you. I'm wiping out your whole team. Ow, splatter your dreams with lyrics to shatter your schemes. The badder you seem, the more lies you tell. The more lies you sell. Now by surprise you fell into my death trap, right into my clutches. Stupid, you know the guard must bless every single mic he touches. I've suffered just so I could return harder. Wanna be this starter? Fuck around, make you a martyr. I'll make you famous. Turn around and make you nameless. Cause you never understood how vital to me this rap game is. Save it and hold that, you catch a hot one. Rhymes are chasing fake, get down soon as I spot one. Clip.
I be watching my surroundings. These little niggas wildin'. Most of all, they be talking and don't respect silence. And snort shit get violent. With sliding is a talent. Watch these niggas that be close be the ones you think valid. Hate you in they mind whole time. They be smiling. My dudes paid in full. Y'all be moving like Calvis. You crack the back door, man, that's childish. Cause first it's what's the wave, then you askin' when they trial us. Watch their attentions when they dealing with that malice. I'm a king, ain't no peasants in my palace. The feds dressing niggas in them tans like a stylist. I'm praying for my niggas cause them numbers be the wildest. Really talk, I'm the voice for the south side of North. You went for life once you stumble off the porch. Niggas grimy, ain't showing no remorse. Everybody tough till you working for the force. I roll with an army, I'm a general. I ain't a fan of all that talking, keep it minimal. I don't care if it's one off, it's ten of you. One thing for certain, man, we spinning you. Two shooters, one target, gonna get rid of you. Man, these niggas think them tents make you invisible. Niggas broke, niggas pitiful. Be the ones pocket watching, be the ones that's try tricking you. Niggas think they cool, not knowing that it's lit for you. Same niggas smiling, be the ones that got it in for you. Let me tell you about this money, how it's evil. Niggas jealous, think you stunting when they see you. Niggas wanna be you, but steady trying to G you. I don't be for nothing, but I'm clutching on this eagle. This money putting poison in that needle. This money had me open up a trap like it's legal. This money had me beefing with my man. All cause I thought the nigga stole 100 grams. What the fuck? I was riding with a tuck. 4 Zans in the lean, going through it, I was stuck. Missing days in the trap cause these trips. I got 10K for every morning I'd miss. Man, them necks come wrapped like it's a gift. My whitey look shook when I serve him out the lift. I smell like kerosene when I coming from a shift. 5.7 liter Hemi, watch it drift.
What's the eternal principle?
Brahman.
Which is?
Well, we call it God, but that personifies it, you see. That's
it is the experience of the eternity.
Yeah.
The experience of the eternal.
As right? What you are.
Yes.
I would say.
That whatever eternity is here right now.
Or nowhere else. Or everywhere else. If you don't experience it now, you're never going to get it. Because when you get to heaven, that's not eternal, that's just everlasting. Heaven lasts a long time. It's not eternal, it's everlasting.
Well, I don't follow that now.
The eternal is beyond time. The concept of time shuts out eternity.
time is our invention.
Our experience, yeah. But the ultimate unqualified mystery is beyond human experience. It becomes inflected. As they say, there is a condescension on the part of the infinite to the mind of man, and that is what looks like God.
So whatever it is we experience, we have to express in language that is just not up to the occasion.
That's it.
It's
inadequate. That's what poetry's for. Poetry is a language that has to be penetrated. It doesn't shut you off. It opens. It's the rhythm, the precise choice of words that will have implications and suggestions that go past the word is what has to happen. And then you get what Joyce calls the radiance, the epiphany. The epiphany is the showing through of the essence, what Aquinas called the quiditas, the whatness. The whatness is the Brahman.
Why do you think it is there is in so many people this deep yearning to live forever, to secure my place in heaven?
When you realize what heaven is, in the works of such person as Thomas Aquinas, it is the beholding of the beatific image of God, which is a timeless moment. You know, time explodes. So again, eternity is not something everlasting. And you can have it right here now in your relationships. I've lost a lot of friends, and my parents and all, and a realization that has come to me very, very keenly is that I haven't lost them. That that moment when I was with them had an everlasting quality about it that is now still with me. What it gave me is still with me. And there's a kind of intimation of immortality in that. Do you see what I mean? Now, there's a wonderful work of Schopenhauer's. He says, when you reach a certain age, and he wrote this when he was, say, in his 60s or so, and look back over your life, it seems to have had an order. It seems to have had been composed by someone. And those events that, when they occurred, seemed merely accidental and occasional and just something that happened, turn out to be the main elements in a consistent plot. So he says, who composed this plot? And he said, then just as your dreams are composed by an aspect of yourself of which your consciousness is unaware, so your whole life has been composed by the will within you. Then he says, just as those people whom you met by chance became effective agents in the structuring of your life, so you have been an agent in the structuring of other lives. And the whole thing gears together like one big symphony, he says, everything influencing and structuring everything else. And he said, it's as though our lives were the dream of a single dreamer in which all the dream characters are dreaming too, and so everything links to everything else, moved out of the will in nature. It's a beautiful idea. It's an idea that occurs in India in the image of what's called the net of Indra, or the net of gems. It's a net of gems where every gem reflects all the other ones.
Give us a drink. Give them all a drink there.
Good.
And give those Irish hoodlums a drink down there.
There's only one Irishman here.
Yeah. It's a celebration, fellas. Salud.
Top of the morning to you.
Good to be home.
Welcome back.
Hey. My friend Jimmy.
Oh.
Henry, hi. It's his joint.
Nice to meet you.
This is Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, Frankie, how are you?
Hey. Tommy, all dressed up. All grown up and doing the town. Look at this.
Oh, shit.
Tommy.
I forgot you were having a party here this month.
Oh, come here.
Christ, let me go say hello. Hey, Billy, how are you?
Tommy, get over here. I haven't seen you in six
Billy.
Fucking years.
How you doing, Billy?
Jesus
hello.
Christ almighty. You look terrific. Jesus. How you feel?
Watch this suit. Watch this suit,
you little
Christ.
Frick. Yeah. Hey, I know you all my life.
All right, good.
You're getting too big on me
just
now.
Don't go busting my balls, Billy, okay?
Hey, Tommy, if I was going to break your balls, I'd tell you to go home and get your shine box. Oh, this kid was great. They used to call him Spit Shine Tommy. I swear to God, oh, he'd make your shoes look like fucking mirrors. Excuse my language. He was terrific. He was the best. And he made a lot of money, too. Salud, Tommy.
No more shines, Billy.
What?
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up there and tell you. I don't shine shoes anymore.
Relax, will you, for crying out? What's got into you? I'm breaking your balls a little bit, that's all. I'm only kidding with you.
Sometimes you don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
Honey, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and you're right away, you're getting fucking fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry, too. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, salud. Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Motherfucking mutt! You fucking piece of shit!
Yeah. Come on! Let him go.
He bought his fucking button, that fake old tough guy. You bought your fucking button, you fake tough guy. You motherfucker.
Come on.
Fuck, keep that motherfucker here. Keep him here. Come on.
Back.
Come on, you fucking feel strong?
I'm sorry. Tommy gets a little loaded. He doesn't mean any disrespect.
You don't mean any disrespect, Henry. Are you nuts? Teach this kid a little fucking manners. Hey, Jimmy, what's right is right.
You understand what I'm talking about?
It's all right.
No, I mean, the kid's over here. We're hugging and kissing over here, and 2 minutes later, he's acting like a fucking jerk.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
No, I didn't insult him.
You insulted him a little bit.
I didn't insult nobody. Give us a drink.
Okay.
Come on, let's have some drinks, all right? Drinks on the house. Come on, let me...
Yeah, I have to drink with me.
No.
Back him up.
Billy.
No.
Drinks around the house.
Go on. It's on the house.
I fuck kids like that in the ass. I fuck them. Fucking break up my party.
I said, anything is better than nothing. You better know it. You stacked all year for that brand. Why would you blow it? Tell niggas you broke your hand. You never show it. Your grass too tall to see snakes, you gotta mow it. That mean keep them suckers out of your life before you end up being wife. You think them niggas in Elmira respect you popping bottles when you ain't sent no commissary or pick of a model? I hope that nigga boom you when he come back home. Killed the sucker nigga with work, that's how I got back on. Look, nigga know my mission, seek and destroy. Send a decoy, little bad bitch from Brevoy. Red dots all over his body glowing like Leroy. If I get locked, I'ma spin the yard like a B-boy. But I forgot y'all, I don't know how spinning the yard feeling, putting hands and feet on a nigga like he a Tar Heel. I tell these other rappers quick, fuck your interlude. I'm trying to stuff a brick in the tire like it's an inner tube. Why don't you go and get some bread? You ducking your landlord, I'm ducking the feds. Everything is a headshot, fuck shooting his leg. On the jukes, I wear a mask and a wig with dreads. Yeah, I was wearing a mask before COVID. Street nigga that drive his Rolls Royce like they stole it. Got $1 million block and the cops do not patrol it. They just looking for the pearl white rape. Tell them I sold it. Wolf said it's 50K in the bank. I said roll it, shot trips and won 48 cash. I couldn't fold it, God, look. I ain't done yet. Dropped the nigga to Addy last week. He ain't come yet. He was on the net talking crazy, knowing he dumped soft. I dropped the Addy. Siri, where he at?
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, y'all.
You're on point five. Once again, Tip. You're on point five. Once again, Tip. You're on point five. Once again, Tip. Watch me bust they shit.
Okay.
Action peoples, can I dominate? My rhymes are harder than last night's erection. Don't blame it close, I have this mic up in your midsection. My shit is love, simply meaning that my joint is tight. Amping up the mic, making sure production's tight. Sometimes I might catch a severe case of writer's block, but by the end of the day, you'll be on my jock. Real names will leak my hobbies, putting MCs to the test. And if you front, I'll put my foot up in your friggin' chest. Freestyle fanatic, and never will it ever stop. Your crew is his. You might just wanna call the cop.
Hey yo, I gotta put some action on paper. Make sure my verse jump up and spread out like the raper. The only tip I got for a waiter is watch the doorknob hit me where the dirty dog should've bit me. That was my train of thought, but for so long I fought. Now I'm at a level supreme to the devil. So turn up the bass and lay low on the treble. We be the willing kids and you dead with the shovel. Revitalize, revitalize, nigga. The ladies sweat the style like the squirrels sweat the nuts. You know what fellas good for the moolah. Don't smoke no moolahs, we the men, call me Slick Tip the ruler. Sometimes Shaitan got me by the pressure points, but I could break a fella down like sex. You eat wee checks, but still light in the ass and can't flex. If one nigga front, I'ma make mo pay. Cause tonight, we getting off like OJ. And yo, I got a dog that bites, fuck the barking. Yo, I got a crew with the beats and the smarts in.
I flunk my shit up on Linden in the 192. Forever writing, ever biting, ain't shit else to do. Hoping to battle, but most MCs ain't ready yet. But if they utter one word, then this is good as set. You have MCs dropping bombs, that's incredible. Some other brothers, their styles are just despicable. As for me, see, I just do how I love to do. Try to deny me of my props and I'll be seeing you. Most of you suckers wanna be down for the tag along. The friggin' fame, someone tell them that this shit ain't games. You gots to do this from your heart, meaning your inner soul. And if it's real, only then will you be on a roll. I try to stay on top of my game, there ain't no time to lose. For albums deep as a quester, but still we paying dues. So hear me out one time, you gots to be yourself. Cause if you ain't yourself, you end up by your friggin' self. I'm coming rugged with the Linden Bully type of slang. Ayo, we'll see who can hang. Yo, you're on point, Tip.
You once again fight.
You're on point, Tip.
You once again fight.
You're on point, Tip.
You once again fight.
Yeah, yo.
Ayo, that kid is marvelous.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And check out my YouTube channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and that's on YouTube. It is the podcast accompanied with video clips that integrate exactly with the podcast, so it's motivational and inspirational. I also have promotional t-shirts. If you go to my website, alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, you can see the promotional t-shirts there. Reach out to me. Also, if you have any show notes or any suggestions that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out and see if I can get that done. I've been getting some really great emails and feedback from my listeners, which is great. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.